Clock. South Africa's 9th annual Top 20 Small Business and Entrepreneurship Award winners were announced on the 9th, that's yesterday, by the National Small Business Chamber in association with World Famous Events. And one of the winners was somebody who's had a fair amount of airtime on Cape Talk, Philippa Geard, CEO and founder of recruitmymom.co.za, the National Woman in Business Champion. Is that how you see yourself, Philippa?
Hello, John. Well, I didn't, but it was a wonderful accolade to have received. I'm glad that I'm championing something.
Well, yeah, that's good. Most of us are championing nothing, but that's wonderful that you're championing something. Just for those who don't know the story, briefly, we'll go back to when and why you started.
Okay, so the business started in 2012, and I started it because I started to see that there was an opportunity in South Africa to aggregate skills for women who previously had careers but had decided to stop largely because they wanted to start a family or have a family or integrate family into work. And at the time, there weren't very many agencies that would be interested in part-time or flexible work. And I felt that if I could aggregate the need amongst women for flexible and part-time work on an online basis, that there was possibly an idea in there. And so that's what I did in 2012, was to launch an online site where employers could access these amazingly skilled women.
And at the end of the first month, how many women's details did you have on your site versus what you have now?
I think after the first month, I think we may have been celebrating trying to get to about 100. If that, I can't remember what we would have been, but it was very low at the time. But we would celebrate even 100 at the time. And now we have 44,000 on the site.
Wow. And how many of those are regularly getting work? What is the success rate of having your details posted on Recruit My Mom?
I suppose in any market, you're always going to have more jobs, more people seeking jobs than you're going to have actual jobs. But we regularly placing between 60 and 80 people into work on a monthly basis. And I think that's a great success for us. That's on a monthly basis for us.
A relatively short term, or does it vary between a 3-month temp job, a year long contract, and permanent employment?
It does vary. So we place permanent placements. So they either part time or flexible in some way. So even if they are full time job, a lot of the employers that will use us are really open to offering the candidates some kind of flexibility. So we have our permanent roles, but then we also have fixed duration roles, which are less. They're not as many birds. But then we do quite a lot of independent contracting, and we're finding that that is a growing area, both amongst the candidates and the employers, where they're wanting to bring in independent contractors for skilled work just to complete a project. And it definitely seems one of the trends for future employment is this on-demand skills. So companies that need project work and something done. And so they'll bring somebody on a demand basis. So it's a mixture.
And you mentioned the word trends. What's the trend in terms of the kind of skills that are most sought after, that roughly 80 women that you're placing? Are they spread across an entire range of business skills and aptitudes, or are there a couple of areas which attract more demand than others?
So definitely we do see that an area that attracts a lot of interest, if you like, in part-time or flexible type working is financial roles, and that's across all industries. And I think that's because it's easily measured. So your outputs are very easily measured. So we do see a lot of financial type roles. And then we also see a lot of the digital skills coming through, and that's another growing area at the moment. So as online is getting bigger and bigger and there's more digital skills sought, that is a growing area for us. And but we do see varied, we still get surprised as to what the types of roles that we get in. A lot of writing, technical writing, you know, people can be sitting in the middle of a farm in the Eastern Cape and doing technical writing. So it is varied, but predominantly finance, digital type skills we're seeing coming through regularly.
Thank you very much, and congratulations again. Philippa Geard, CEO and founder of recruitmymom.co.za. And yesterday, she was named the National Woman in Business Champion in the Top 20 Small Business and Entrepreneurship Awards.